What animal would last the longest on hot ones?
Hey yo, welcome back to the High Kicks podcast. How are we doing, everybody? We once again do not have a Carl. He is driving down to Florida at the moment. I'm going to throw the finger guns out for him. Chad, answer your question.
A whale.
A whale.
A whale.
Interesting choice. What kind of whale?
Humpback.
Okay. I was going to go with a sunfish. What?
I don't know. You.
They're too stupid to understand anything. They won't even feel the heat.
Oh, shit. I should have picked that. The stick fish.
Ah.
The one that walks on like really tall legs and had like a really sad YouTube video made about it, about its life, like the average life of one.
Fair.
I don't know. Whales are fun.
I don't know. I think a fish that doesn't care when predators take a bite out of it and just kind of floats there and can't really propel itself and doesn't really have any brain function is not really going to understand how hot something is and can get through the whole gauntlet.
So are you describing the current state of Liverpool Football Club?
Wow. Wow.
Boom. That is a five big boom ass
wow.
sentence.
You just had to do that to me right there. Look, I'm I'm not happy with how things have gone. Don't get me wrong. I do think it can't be sunshines and rainbows all the time, but this is a level that no sunshines and rainbows means like, you know, two losses and a draw and let's get this back on track.
Yeah.
Nine losses in 12 is not good. And I hate that I'm about to say this, but I think they look better without Salah.
Explain.
It's been, the offense has been a little bit flat for the last couple matches. And again, I know it's West Ham, and I know West Ham is like that get right club because they're fucking West Ham. But I saw more explosion in the offense. I saw more variation. I saw Wirtz looking to get the ball to other people. I think when Mo is out there, he kind of becomes the let's run the ball through Mo. And I'm not necessarily sure if that's how this team should be playing because there's so many different options for creativity and there's so many different places that you can create chances that you become very one-dimensional if you're playing just that way. And his fall off in form this year has been somewhat egregious.
I agree, I think, with that. I think the other thing is the way you have Mo Salah on the pitch. I think it is hard to have a guy like Isak on the same field as well, because Isak's game is put that ball on his feet and let him do his fucking thing. It's kind of the same thing with Mo. So when you turn Isak into more of a like second or third option, it kind of takes away from what makes him like really good at what he does, which is play soccer.
Yeah, I think this will be the year where they try and cash in. Like if a Saudi club comes after him or something like that comes around, I don't think they're so vehement to say no this time around.
I will say though, even in victory, I will still say, even if he looked good, Roy Verts has gone 12 Premier League games without a goal contribution, which is my little roast, I guess. But
I mean, yes, but he played a very big part in the ESAC goal. And he might not be directly contributing. And I would like to know how many of those are chances that he created that like Salah missed. I truly would. I truly would. What?
You're throwing who under the bus like that?
No, like look, I'm not even kidding. Like look at numbers and look at chances. A lot of Wirtz's big chance creations this season have gone to Salah, who have missed them. He's having a really bad year. I'm not trying to throw him under the bus. It's just when the guy that you're supposed to create the chance to go to is Mo Salah, and you're creating a bunch of chances and they're not getting converted. You know what I mean?
I think I do.
I'm not trying to blame Salah. I guess what I'm trying to say is there's something to be said for when your job is to create assists and you're creating big chances and you're putting the ball where it needs to. It's a dual-edged sword of, yeah, play a better ball and they'll get converted more.
Let's
But
see.
also some of it's on your team where if you're creating a bunch of big chances, sometimes like everything can't be perfect. You go out of your like you try and fin
Shit.
like the finishing's been awful is my point too. Everything all around has been bad, and I think Wirtz has been a little bit too hated on this season.
I mean, what's awful is that if you look at the advanced numbers, he's actually having a really good year, and then you get to
Wirtz?
like, yes,
That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm just fucking trying to fuck with you, and I'm like, maybe I'll be like, maybe his expected assist isn't that high. It's 1.34, bro. He has zero assists. That is insane. That is genuinely insane. Because when you look at the current assist leader, if I can find it on the fly, Mr. Premier League, player stats. Like Bruno has like 2.5 and like leads the league. You go to Kudus, who's like tied
Well,
with
like
first as well.
expected assists.
Yeah, expected assists. It's 1.83. He's like literally like at least like top five in expected assists, and he has
But
none.
that's what I mean. Like
I know, I've done it.
he's putting the ball there and nobody's fucking finishing it. Like really.
I just think it'd be really funny if you paid like all that money for a glue guy.
Yeah, whatever. But
But the other
I.
thing I did want to
Oh, go ahead.
say was, and to also just think if you like look at your schedule and what you have, like let's go like to the match that like I think started. It's like Galatasaray. Was it at Galatasaray, right? Galatasaray in the Champions League is literally like the trap game to end all trap games. And like all the teams you've lost to aren't really bad teams. I just think you were just playing like with Mo Salah as like a liability. So it's like
He just has been bad.
yeah. And it's like, meanwhile, your wins are, I mean, you beat Real Madrid. So it's
Like, yeah.
like you beat Eindhoven 5-1. It, I mean, not, what is it? I don't know. You lost to him. I'm in Frankfurt. I mean, you beat Frankfurt 5-1.
Yeah.
And
Got clapped by Eindhoven at home. Not good. But it's one of those, like, I think things can get better. I think things can get better.
it's just, you're probably cooked in the league just based off of how good Arsenal have been playing.
Oh yeah, no, we're going for top four. That's just life.
Brian, that's such an insane sentence to say in December after the summer hype.
No, I'm aware.
That
I'm
is
aware.
slunching instead. Why?
I'm
Okay.
what I'm saying is
Okay.
it's been so shit that I understand that the title charge is over. It's awful. I hate to admit it, but title charge is over. Going for top four. It's awful.
Yeah, anyways, Arsenal are like gooning a wave that we've never seen them goon before.
They are.
It is kind of like the perfect Arteta unit.
Although I will say, not coming out of that match against Chelsea, being up 10 men, or sorry, up against 10 men for as long as they were, that's not good.
I will say, I think Reece James in the middle, more or less, like, was able to bully Mosquera and is it like Hincapie or something in center back. It's like,
I mean, yeah, but you're,
I get it. You like you have the man up, but I will say you got really lucky with Caicedo having his signature, I'm going to attempt to tear this guy's leg off kick. Because
this match, Chelsea wins this at even strength.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like Caicedo just is so fucking reckless. They're so fucking lucky. Because that was, like, I hate to say it, like, Caicedo, I feel like, has been, like, I get, like, being, like, a bully physically, but he legitimately is so clumsy that him making a strong challenge is a risk to the guy on the receiving end of that foot.
Yep. I'm not saying he's dirty. I'm saying he's dangerous. And there's a difference.
Like, imagine if Brad Marchand was constantly drunk.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous dude to be around.
I don't think Caicedo's
doing
it. Not that
I know it, just.
I don't think Caicedo's doing this intentionally. I just think it is how he is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I don't know. I just think no. Saliba, the way the Saliba's been playing, I just feel like missing him really suddenly hurt.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because it's, I mean, like,
they're two center backs. It's basically the best center back pairing out now.
And that's, I think, the one thing you can't look at Arsenal. It's like, damn, without our center backs, we still drew at Stamford Bridge.
Yeah.
With honestly how Chelsea are as a team, I think that is a genuine accomplishment.
I would agree with you, except for the fact that Caicedo got sent off in the 38th minute and you had 62 minutes up a man.
Which I get, but
go
I feel
for the
like
game.
Oh, you're asking.
The fact that they can. No, it's a problem I've had with Arteta for a while. But one, you allow Chelsea to score first and you go one down. You should be going for it. Playing for a draw when you're up 10 men or up against 10 men is wild to me.
I think he just didn't. I don't think he trusted the back line with the way he plays.
That's fair.
Like, at least together. Because, like, when at least you have one of the, like.
Well, and I guess you can look at this basically. I mean, it's interesting. But you look at the table almost as a, we could draw this one. We don't want to, but we could.
And I just feel like it's going to be a very interesting, like, next six-ish games for Arsenal. Because you have a lot of, like, top half, like, kind of good teams, like, in form. It's like Everton's a trap game. Like, you can maybe even say, like, Brentford's an obvious trap game. I feel like that Liverpool game right after New Year's, though, was, like, in my opinion, going to be, like, a genuine title decider for me, just to see, like, where Arsenal are past the new year. But obviously, that's, like, more than six games. But I think it's a great test for them.
I don't know. I kind of see Arsenal as just the odds on title favorites at this point.
Yeah. It's just they are up against a guy that basically scoring a goal a game at this rate.
I almost wanted to say, like, the Haaland scoring for City, like, can't feasibly be sustainable.
I think it fucking can.
The course of a whole season.
This fucker is this generation's like R9, Suarez, fucking Ronaldinho. You want someone you can just turn on like a fucking game and be like, I want to see that fucker play. That's Erling Haaland now.
I mean, he's got 15. We're a third of the way through the season.
Like, it's New Star Soccer numbers. If anyone's ever played New Star Soccer and you like are just, you're like max stats, you're like 6 years into your career and you're just pissing on everybody with like 2-3 goals a game. He's basically doing that. And God, dude, if he shits on Real Madrid, God, yeah. Dude, I need that to happen. Oh my God, I need it. I need a Haaland brace on December 10th.
That would feed families.
Oh my fucking God.
I mean, early he's
Christmas
got
gift.
He's got 1.01 XG per 90, 13.7 expected goals, 11.2 expected goals on target.
Erling Haaland without penalties is almost outscoring the rest of his team.
Yeah.
A pro top team in Europe team.
Yeah.
And the second best is Phil Foden, who legitimately was not expected to be like this year. And he only had like one goal 2 weeks ago. The only reason that Man City have outscored Erling Haaland is because of Phil Foden's recent form.
Yep. He's insane. He's just, I don't get it.
And God, dude, if this is going to be the Phil Foden they're going to get for the rest of the year,
I'm horrified.
I found my team. I found the billion-dollar bet. Don't ask where I found this money after last year with Inter Milan.
I want to give the consistent shout-out that we always give to Sunderland. Because, like, it's really impressive.
Yeah.
It's really impressive.
I think, like, not just, I know we talk about Granit Xhaka, but Enzo Lefi has been like really good for them too. I don't think that's being talked about enough because it's like Xhaka makes them a good team, but then you have Enzo Lefi, who has like 4 goal contributions in the first 13. And it's like based off what you expected him, not really a lot.
Yeah.
Who else? Brian Robbie has 2 goals in 3 games. He's single-handedly given them 4 points alone in the past 3 games. Yeah, on substitution minutes.
I've been really impressed.
Their scouting department cooked.
It's one of those where they started the season off great and we were kind of thinking, is this sustainable? I think this season at least it's seemingly sustainable.
I don't think maybe where they are.
No. I don't mean staying in 6. I mean like keeping good form and not really having to be scared of relegation.
No, they're literally safe.
Yeah.
That's like the guarantee. They're 11 points clear of Leeds. And if you like look at Leeds, you look at West Ham. High, yeah. Nottingham Forest. Be really funny. God, that would be so funny. Have the entire Midlands be in the championship. See what the fuck happens. the fucking derby would actually be seen as genuine because now it's like, oh, we're both shit. Now we fucking hate each other because Nottingham fans don't take the lesser rivalry serious, which I don't blame them. But
fair. Yeah.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that.
You want to go into the championship chat?
Oh, no. No, I'm talking about Nottingham Forest. I want to talk about that micronation being run by a dictator.
I mean, we've talked about it. He's an idiot.
No, they've unfortunately looked actually half decent. And I hate
still.
It.
Still.
Still.
Just saying.
Just saying. You know what I'm just saying?
What?
Wolves have two fucking points.
They're so bad.
God.
Wolves are so bad.
They are quite literally pulling a Leicester. They have gone now four straight games without a goal. I don't see it coming anytime soon because they have Nottingham Forest, Man United, Arsenal, Brentford, and Liverpool.
Oh my. Now watch them beat Liverpool. Watch them beat Liverpool.
Watch them beat on this run United and Arsenal and Liverpool, but lose the rest.
That would be
not happening though. That's pure fan fiction.
I mean, that is it. 2 points out of 13 is awful. They're on pace for six.
They're reverse Arsenal.
They're on pace for six.
They're on pace for six.
That's insane. On pace for six is unreal.
That is such. Oh my fucking God.
I don't even know where to go from there. I genuinely don't know where
I
to
do.
Go from. Okay.
You want to talk about crazy ass sentences? Thomas Frank has less points at this point this time last year than Ainge. Skibbity babadoo bub up.
Although last year Spurs started off decently and then absolutely shit the fucking bed.
Because their team died with injuries, man.
No, I understand that, but like it's one of those
the
laughable
thing is,
thoughts to think, but
it's like this team already didn't have depth.
Yeah.
And then you bring in a different manager with such a wildly different play style that like with Ainge, you kind of have to like saw it, like unlock yourself from his team because it's like he has such a high line of play and so many guys that like once you go to a more reserved manager like Thomas Frank, it's such a bad fit for a roster.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man. It's just to me so fucking crazy. It's just to me so fucking crazy that you still fire a manager after getting yourself Champions League play. And it's like to like that is such an insane ass. I hated it then. I still fucking despise it.
Well, and the people that were justifying it being like, he came in where he came in the league. You're in the Champions League. It was also very clear that at a certain point, he stopped prioritizing the league.
It's like, genuinely, I get it. I get being the last non-relegated team. I get it. But at the same fucking time, you look at the team that actually got relegated, Leicester
like
City.
15 points clear, right?
Yeah, it was not even fucking close. And not just that, Leicester City are fighting for their fucking lives right now. Meanwhile, Tottenham gets the honor of being in the exact same spot, but now playing in the Champions League.
Yeah, I well, and if ownership wanted him to do better in the league, they would not have won the Europa League because the managerial decisions that he made sure everybody was always rested and ready to go for the midweek. Like, I don't know.
It's like nobody gives a fuck about Crystal Palace finishing wherever the fuck they finished last year. I don't even fucking remember. You want to watch? They're playing Europe. They're playing in Europe. Nobody cares about where Palace finishes on the table. They're in Europe.
Yeah, I mean, no one ever accused Spurs ownership of being smart, but
then he fucking left, and now we have Thomas Frank. And
then he lasted about 3 weeks at Forest.
Well, that was
that was just
the start. You, that was you, doomed from the start.
You have a defensive team with an offensive manager.
Anywho, let's talk about good European teams.
Okay, where do you want to go?
Guide us along the way, Chattius.
Let's go to your mom's house.
Oh my Yo. God. Oh my God.
Let's talk about Ajax being a dead last.
Oh, we're going over there. Okay. Are they in dead last?
You bet your ass they're dead last.
No.
I remember that before I got on here.
Dead last where?
In the Champions League table.
Oh, I thought you meant the Eredivisie table, and I was like, what?
I said we're going to Europe, Brian.
I was confused.
They're behind the Kazakhstan team, Brian.
Oh, my.
They're behind the team from Kazakhstan.
Oh, my, Ajax. 1-4, 15 against. Yeah, no, that's bad. That's really embarrassing.
Especially when you like consider, I get it. They're like, ever since they lost the Spurs in the semifinal, that it hasn't been the same. It's just for Ajax's standards of like being a mid-major team, being dead last in the Champions League is kind of nuts.
Yeah.
Not just that, like being like only scoring one goal, like kind of bad. Anyways, let's talk about PSG. Evil French plot to take over the world.
I mean, what about them? They're good.
They're French.
Yeah, I don't hate them as much as I used to since they've kind of abandoned the whole let's just drop all the money in the world and hope to be good thing. They dropped that, and I respect them much more now.
That is like the club equivalent of being the nonchalant change dude after like you don't see someone for like 4 years and they're like, oh, that was the old me, man. I've changed.
Yeah.
It's only cool if it's like your drunk uncle who got sober. Now with a $1 trillion French team that I always hated.
I don't know. I mean, I don't hate PSG. I don't like them, but I don't hate them as much as I used to, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I feel like on their day, they are a stupidly good squad.
Yes, they are.
And I give them like a 68% chance of like winning the Champions League right now. Mostly just because I can't trust Arsenal past Dude, February.
Two years ago,
I learned this fucking lesson, and goddamn, I'm staring in the mirror.
No. But you know how you said when we had Carl on and we were talking about the World Cup that you wouldn't be able to go on the internet if England win the World Cup here?
Yeah.
If Arsenal win the Champions League, I might not.
The most annoying content creator you know is going to be very happy. Whatever niche it is, whatever category of video they make.
Like, I...
if they
win the double?
Oh, Brian, what if they win the triple?
Oh, that would not be fun.
They're fucking playing like it, though.
I know, they're playing so well.
Well, I mean,
it's Arsenal. We assume it's going to fall off at some point, right?
It's just, dude, that Bayern Munich game, they fucking torched them.
I know.
You can't defend that, man. And then it's so fucking funny because Bayern Munich were like, oh God, I forget who the fuck was like after the game, but they're like, Arsenal don't fucking play the right game. They don't play the right way. They got pissed off that Arsenal just like play it really direct. Meanwhile, Bayern Munich's only goal was from a long ball.
Yeah.
It's like they are like Rage Bay FC.
Arsenal?
Yes.
I just think they've been pretty good lately.
I just mean like the way that Arteta has constructed this team, the way they play is like,
oh, they piss the other team off.
Yes, they see it as unethical. But that's like the ethicalness of like an evil person getting hit by a drunk driver.
The ethics of the mind games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I won't feel bad if this fucking explodes.
Reasonable.
Fuck me, man. That fucking played me the game.
I'm worried for Inter next week, I gotta say. I really am.
I think tomorrow's a really big test game for Arsenal. As I said, like the next forward like couple games, but tomorrow is really a make or break game. But anyways, back to the Champions League. Oh man, that's Liverpool in 13th. Ahead of Barcelona.
No, but what I was like, I'm a little worried about this Inter match for Liverpool.
You think they're fried?
Mostly just because I'm worried about every match for Liverpool right now.
It's such a that is such a gross three team like match ahead of you guys. From Sunderland to Liverpool to Inter Milan, then Brighton. Oh. Oh. That is four straight trap games. That is actually
Sunderland, Leeds, Inter, Brighton, Spurs.
I wouldn't count. Come on, Brian. You're giving them way too much credit.
What, Spurs?
Yes.
No, I'm just, I'm not. It's an us thing.
Then you have Wolves. Thank goodness.
And then Leeds
you
again.
You need your points somewhere.
Fuck off.
To justify.
Fuck off. I'm getting kind of tired. I think we're gonna, unless you got anything else, I think we're gonna get out of here.
I'm also getting pretty tired, Brian.
I'm the scared championship.
For 3 years I've been waiting for a fucking points deduction. If these fuckers do it in December, I'm going to fucking freak. We're gonna give them a points deduction. No, now we can't. I don't, just do it, man. Just fucking do it.
You just want your punishment?
Just fuck. Okay, that's crazy to say.
I know.
That's
you actually anything else in the championship, or you can I get us out of here?
No, I do.
Okay.
It's just
I'm gonna give you the full screen for this one. Have a time.
You guys don't get it. It's actually really funny. From 16th to 6th, it is only a 5-point difference. The championship is thankfully very competitive. But Jesus fucking Mary Joseph Christ. Have we looked absolutely ass since the Swansea match? We have only won three games, since the start of October. And just based off of the clubs that you have faced, a lot of people were expecting like 15 points, 18 points since the start of the Stoke match. And it's like getting fried by Southampton and fucking Sheffield United the way that you were. By the way, Sheffield United are in the fucking relegation like relegation zone right now. Like that's how bad of a team they are this year. It's honestly got fucking crazy. And God
That'd be a
fucking
double
damn.
down.
Yeah.
Damn. Damn.
Like we're behind Documentary FC, man.
You're behind Documentary FC.
Yes, we're behind Woke Nonsense FC.
Ah, poor Chad.
Brian, I hate to tell you, they're 3 points off promotion.
Are they?
They're 3 points off the playoff spot right now, Brian. God, we're gonna get actually genuine woke nonsense. Genuine, like this is fucking dumb nonsense if Wrexham get promoted. I don't mean that as like a personal discretion against Wrexham fans. Good for you. You're living out everyone else's dream.
It would be insane.
I don't know. You're like way too happy. You're way too merry. You have
That
way too good vibes for the Premier League.
they to me seem like they would be an up then down. Although the allure of going to play for them in their first Premier League season would be very big.
God.
I don't
To
know.
bring Messi to the Premier League.
Oh my God. I'm gonna call it at
Call
that.
it that.
Because
Call it
that's
at
just,
that.
we're not even gonna think about that. But it would be wild to see Wrexham up there next year. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hopefully we can have Carl next week. We got some things that we gotta work out with him computer wise. But if not, Chad and I'll be back next week. Thank you for tuning in. Peace.
Hell yeah. Time to outdrink Winston Churchill, boy.